Holy Father, Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look, yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Maserati lo moto.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color, I go make sure say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, them.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come! She be make a tamuwa. Say my cookie na go join God. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
Let's go. Welcome back again, once again, and it's another beautiful day. I just want to say, first of all, sorry if we kept you guys off guard last week because we were unable to pull out a show for you guys, but seriously, we're back again like we never left. So I go by the name of Dr. Sherbrooke, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab, and this is my house. You're welcome. It's always a beautiful time to be here, trust me. It has started on Monday, you know, you start your whatever thing you do, your daily activities from a Monday. We got show for you to like from the sports to the news and all of those. And on Wednesdays, we just come here by 6:30 just to dance and perhaps listen to the best of Afrobeat, gist, entertainment, gossips, you know, from every single diversity of Africa in general. But more of it, we'll listen to the music. So I just want to say welcome to another beautiful show. It's going to be a great one this time. I promise you that. Yes, I promise you that. And generally, I just want to say this. First of all, if you haven't been following our social media's account, I just want to say, please do us a favor while you just do that as you listen to us at Radio Fab on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can also follow my page, My House, on Facebook. It's a beautiful, you know, page which you get acknowledgement of African music in general. So it will be a great thing for you to also, you know, grab some information from that very beautiful page. I just want to say you're welcome if you're just joining us. If you're not, I just want to say thank you for being here from the very first beginning. We just started the show in general. We got a lot of, you know, news for you to cover up and some good new music for you to listen to. If you were here last 2 weeks, I just want to say, you already know we're going to be talking about Rema's album. You should know that because he dropped the album a day before I did my last podcast, and hopefully he has already dropped it, and the album is titled "He's." And Rema really did a lot of controversy in the album, which we are going to also talk about on this very episode. But hopefully I'm going to give my take. Generally, I'm not here for the public. I know a lot of people didn't like what he had. A lot of people really loved what he had, but for me, I'm going to talk about my perspective, what I think about the album in general. It doesn't mean it is right or it is wrong, but I'm just saying it can just be something of my own take, not in general. And it seems I've been talking too much, so we're going to be starting our show as a person we're going to be playing right now is going to be from Ashi Dapo featuring Ashake, titled Brother. And I don't know if you've noticed recently, I guess I'm going to say one of the most featured artists of this very year is just the media has been Ashake. He has been able to collaborate with diversity of artists, starting from every genre, from the R&Bs to the, you know, hip-hop and I don't know, Afrobeat in general. Just all around the world, the guy has been doing what he knows how to do best. So without talking too much right now, I just want to play you Brother featuring Ashake by Ashipode.
Tune in to the King of Songs of Blue.
Oh my, oh my, oh my brother. You no go fall, you no go come down. Shumo bolu halun shola. Shama loko marora. Lai la ilan la, mama to rasulu lai kamara kuba. The pain that you feel when food no day, now you go make you ginger properly. Oh legendary, experience is the best tisha. Oh remi iria kari. Akbari kulishi, unila to calm down. Boju farabale arimu. Take over, ah, take over, ah. For my head, I won't take over, ah. Just think of the days where food no day to chow. Kill them all, day me more, ah. God be the reason why we are here. Now you dey run, I'm out with my young. Info, lay off info. So my brother jamming, go cheat code. I tell them before, I tell them before. Make them stop to defend no for. They doubt me what I carry on. When I go see dance to Ashida, oh.
Okay, that was Ashi Dabo featuring Asheke and the boat title, that very one, my bro. That and as I said earlier, Asheke has just been one of these guys who has been able to do, you know, songs from every single part of the world, and in general he has been able to work with diversities of artists, starting from, as I said, R&B, hip-hop. And the most funny part was he was able to put Central C into something I'll call evolving him into something he's not. Let me use the statement if I'm using it right, because I think Central C is just a rapper and probably an hip-hop artist, and he does gram a little bit. I don't know if anybody understands the general. It's just a kind of a hip-hop song done by the UKs, and I'm talking about the, you know, the English in general. So, but him be able to jump on Asheke's song for me was really more like a great thing, because I felt like he's trying to also involve in African music, and Asheke being able to also put him in such a collaboration for me was such a great, you know, a great duo. That's just the right word I'm ever gonna use. So, as I said, we've got a lot of gist for you today, starting from Rema's album. I wanted to first of all have, what's it called, an album listening with you guys, you know, probably talk about the tracks, we listen to the albums together. But so fortunately, I'm thinking I'm not going to be able to do that, because I don't know what Rema did. Seriously, I'm not trying to criticize this project, you know, I believe he has put a lot of work into what he has done, and I just want to say congratulations to him for me being able to craft out something different from what he has been doing, because I generally felt like we're going to still be expecting the Rema of Calm Down, because it was a song that really gave him that global recognition. But come to think of it, it seems like I was wrong, because when I saw the album cover, and I knew it was Rema trying to do Rema's thing, but he took it more than a Rema thing too far. Because there's one thing about Rema, if you really know him for a very, if you've been listening to his sound for a very long time, he's not scared to improvise or try something new. I just believe that about him, because even Don Jazzy made a tweet one time and he said Rema is this kind of a guy who just know his craft, and there's nothing you're going to tell him that's going to make him change that, because he just believes he knows what he's doing. So I'm going to give him credit for that, because first of all, being able to just be like, a lot of people have been doing this thing for a very long time, especially I'm a piano for this period has been I'm a piano for the past 2-3 years. It has been more of I'm a piano and less of Afrobeat, generally speaking, if you really know Afrobeat sound, how it sounds like. But what Rema really did in the album is is something really controversy, and something I guess I can't really explain in words except to listen to the album yourself. But what I'm trying to say is that was Rema doing Rema, because that's what he does. He knows how to do best, just him trying to improvise every single thing he does. I'm talking about the album. as I said, it wasn't kind of a Rema thing because I was, you know, kind of feeling I wanted to hear a calm down kind of song because he has evolved to that stage. But now he's like, he evolved to that level and brought us back again. The album is something that I definitely think I'm going to criticize. I'm saying this personally on my own point of view because I think the album wasn't what I expected because it was from Rema. If it was from any regular artist, I think I would just, you know, give my takes, my doubts, and tell you what I think. I really don't give a F. But in general, I just felt like this is Rema. I don't want to put down his works, you know, thinking about him being crafty, you know. And there's one thing I believe so much about being crafty as an artist is probably this song might be one of the songs that's going to get him his Grammys. I don't know. This is one thing about music. You might get to play with something at the end of the day, boom, you're already there. You're doing something big with it. At the end of the day, the same thing that people were criticizing you for, going to be something they will be celebrating you for at the end of the day. I know Wizkid made it in Lagos is a very good example. I know what I'm saying. So this is it. So that was why I think I'm going to criticize the album. So that's why. But I picked out some few songs which both going to be listening to also today. And without talking too much, you know, back and forth, right now I have Ayo Math featuring Fireboy DML, and the title is one dealer. And we're coming back to talk about this song in general, this song in particular.
Good to you, pass your mama, mama. Duro de mi lo noja. Kitin what you do for me, my brother. Mama, ti you duro ti mi la doja. Lori, titi your loda. Go call another, omo, if you bother me. No go, put on my sonda. Go call on thunder, omo, you go fire you. Nana shani ka ma sha. Omo, ro mi ma lo sa. Tile ba ti mo ma kwe di la mi. Tile ba ti mo ma kwe di la mi. Rose coni deep life, me cinnamon. Rose coni deep life, me cinnamon. Till the body mama, pay the lami. Till the body mama, pay the lami. I'm a sukun loja ogunle. Nobody to call my papa no day. Oh, do not day. Oh, no day. A camera, omo ayele. Shout out to Obina, omo ibi show boy. Obe comfort, 1 million boys. Dawo, 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 shawo, shawo, shawo. I'm 1 million boys. Gola bi omo odi gola bi igola bi omo fi go shere Arizona mi ti ko ba so loud toda toda ni mo kilo da mi owo re lo wa fu saye fura lewu omo ya mi le wa mi o le gbagbe to bi adewu kana shani ka ma sha omo ro mi ma lo sa ile ba ti mo ma pe di la mi ile ba ti mo ma pe di la mi. Rose coni deep life, femi cinnamon. Rose coni deep life, femi cinnamon. Till the body mama, pay the lami. Till the body mama, pay the lami.
Wake up in the morning and I roll one. It's been so long since I faced my emotions. Make I no go fall in the ocean. As I go come, every day I'm on the road. As you can see, nobody but me. When poverty hold me like congee. Till the body mama, go ruwa me. Tomorrow money, now go on my knees and pray. But tonight I want to feel like it. Make us out to money, make a drink away. Me, I no say nobody, I no see nobody. Cause nobody feels my pain. Better make I call my dealer, give me one indica. I want sativa too. Wanna levitate like a balloon. Me, I don't want no yawa.
Kana shani kama sha. Omoro mi ma lo sa. Tile bati mo ma pe di la mi. Tile bati mo ma pe di la mi. Rose coni deep life, femi cinnamon. Rose coni deep life, femi cinnamon. Till the body mama, pay the lami. Till the body mama, pay the lami.
Rose coni deep life, femi cinnamon.
Rose coni deep life, femi cinnamon.
Till the body mama, pay the lami.
Till the body mama, call over me.
Till the body mama, pay the lami.
Okay, that was Ayo Math featuring Fireboy DML and the bold title, that very one, Dealer. And talking about Ayo Math, as I said earlier, we're going to be talking about him. The story of his passion, the prevalence and power of music. Growing up in a sub-rural area of Lagos, he found source and expression in creating melodies that reflect his society and personal experience. His lifestyle was just more like, I would say he's one of those people who I can describe that they started from the hood and the rural areas of Lagos, like the streets of Lagos, and we were able to mold it to something creative, and we were able to craft something great out of what they believe and what they do and what they think they are gifted with. And right now, I'm not saying he's the biggest artist in the world right now, but I can generally say with where he started from to where he's going, I can say he's heading somewhere. And he has had great songs like Journey, Another Day, 7 Days, Street Anthem, Saturday Night, Jam Jam, and then one we just heard, Dilla, featuring Fireboy DML. And as we were still talking about entertainment in general, Adekunle Gold and Faz has finally come together to give us something, because it has been, I don't know if it is ever 18, but it has been a controversy that since Faz, I don't know if truly Faz and Simi really had anything in common, if they did. I don't know, because I guess I've not seen. If there is, I guess somebody should tag me on my Instagram page and show it to me at DCUI. I'll be very, very pleased to watch anything that any both of them said, both Simi or Faz, when they really said they had any intimacy or they had something, relation, anything called relationship apart from music. I don't know, because I felt like a lot of people were just putting that thing out there to make us feel like Faz and Adekunle Gold really dated each other. Faz and Simi dated each other, sorry. And Adekunle Gold and Faz, though these are the most, one of the most two talented people in the music, in Nigerian music industry, they've not been able to collaborate with each other. So I felt like it was real, because when I started, considering the fact that these two have been able to, like, talking about Simi, she has been able to work with Faz in different kind of projects, having an EP together, album together, on countless collaborations, but not with Adekunle Gold seems very true, because it seems like Adekunle Gold felt like, I don't know how he could be now, like, that this guy, I'm like, what is, so me and I'm not going to get anything to do. But this time, I guess they proved me wrong. But so, I'm not trying to say if there was something, but I'm just saying, with the way they acted or what they are giving to me, because it was so easy for Adekunle Gold and Faz to really collaborate at that time. It was so fucking easy, because Simi was like a very good friend to Faz, and Simi was in a very strong relationship with Adekunle Gold. So I felt like even the both of them working together was just going to be a matter of a phone call. Be like, okay, Afana, you feel there with my guy Faz, make he send you verse, or Adekunle Gold do this verse for Faz. As easy as fuck, even without getting papers signed, management on board, and all of those things. But finally, they did something, and which I am very, very in love with, and they titled this one Ugo P. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've heard a song before, but I guess it's the first time I'm playing it on this very show. I present to you Faz and Adekunle Gold, Who Go Pay. I go by the name Dachel Sherbrooke, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
You don't like to publicize all the time. It's horrible for your disguise, it's your demise. You they cough fam, you they drop back, you they ball, then they go fam, then they want time, then they rush. Now your cross, now your floss. In a minute you go boss, now your loss. Kalo church, kalo mosque. Kama shebi kwa mo god, kama touch. What did he done, what he rush and neck. What he count and what babes to le mash and lend. Okay, I they lock up, I they mind myself. Make I know they caught up in this wild affair.
Wekele, Arugo Jekwe, say you done your song. Done your song. Wekele, Arugo Jekwe, say you done your song. Done your song.
Bag, 200 million dollars on my woo on the count of the cash on my bag, babe. She say make a press them in that. Daddy, I go Zanzibar, Kalonja, yeah. Hey, Jala, show them a plaster. Cho, show walk in them a lot, yeah. I many load and low. Many, many so far gone.
I go by the name Dachel Sherbrooke, and you're listening to My House.
want more coco. All I'm only the night for the boys, I want for daddy. Mushroom, got in your number, nibe.
How many puff puff pass, Nileki? Stop it. Show low, what the only you, the chop, oh, Kubana, oh, body long. Oh, what if I let me, oh, to my musician money.
Bekele, bekele, Arugo, check, they say, Daniel song. Daniel song. Bekele, bekele, Arugo, check, they say, Daniel song.
No go talk, but no good. Try carry face when they pass, I got no look. Who the street twice, yet to see who no book. Who get money pass, no be by who to do so. No go talk, but no good. Try carry face when they pass, I got no look. Who the street twice, yet to see who no book. Who get money pass, no be by who to do so. They just won't blow now, and they won't do show. What shall it profit a man if you no fit pose? They carry you where you don't know. I got no grigo, no grio. Even a woof, no free yo. Ah, throw me money like it's confetti. Eh, oh, and let when you go come spend it. If peace of mind, don't they want threat? By that time, I don't come on set.
Bekele, bekele, Arugo, check, we say, Daniel song. Daniel song. Bekele, bekele, Arugo, check, we say, Daniel song. Daniel song.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Okay, as I said earlier, that was the collaboration we have been waiting for a very long time, and finally it dropped. And trust me, just as you, when I heard the song, I said banger, banger, banger. And trust me, I don't know where they were, what they've been waiting for, but they finally, I guess they finally did it the right time. Oh, I don't know, but trust me, this song that we waited for a long time. So Baz and Adekwale Gold, you guys who was an apology for making it this long. So if you're just joining us, this is My House. I go by the name Dachule Sherberg. It is where we come, it is where is the time that we come here every Wednesday by 6:30 to listen to the best of Afrobeat music. And I just want to say, if you're just joining us for the first time, we welcome you here. Stick with us and you're going to enjoy the rest of the show. And talking about Adekwale Gold, I don't know if I have made mention of him or if you've listened to the podcast when I talked about Lamidi and I said he was signed to YBN and all of those, but I really didn't really get the time to really talk about him in general. He goes by the name Adekwale Olumofini Kosoko, and he was born on the 28th of January 1987. He's known as Adekwale Gold, or you can call him AG Baby. He's an Afrobeat singer and a songwriter and a composer, and he signed at the moment to Def Jam Records. You know, he gave his widespread attention to releasing his 2015 hit song Shade and a lifetime cover of One Direction, Story of My Life. He was signed to YBN Nation when he released his album Gold. And I can really remember one of the best songs from there. It was a Saturday, I don't know, when it would be my turn. I can't really remember that song, but it was a more like a national hit. And talking about his discoveries, he's been able to drop 5 albums, and they go by the name. He started from Gold in 2016, About in 2018, About 13 2019, sorry, Afropop Volume 1 2020, Catch Me If You Can 2022, and Tequila Ever After 2023. And he had great singles like Shade, Temptation, Orete, Pick Up. Pick Up was the song I was talking about. And No Forget, featuring the Simi, Friend Zone, Arekuko, Nosa, Ready, My Life, and much more. And one of the songs that also brought him back again was the one he featured Davido and was titled High, one of a great, amazing song. 5 Star was also a blessing. And one of the songs that really took off last year was Party Not a Stop, featuring Zinelovsky. And that's Adekwale Gold for you. And talking about the one and only Faz in general, has been one of my favorite rappers of this century. Trust me, if I'm going to drop my top 10 from Africa, Faz is going to be in my top 5, because his bars are undisputable. And talking about him, goes by the name Folani Falani, and he was born on the 27th of October 1990. And he's a songwriter, an actor, and also a comedian, I would say that. And let me just add that to the discovery, because I didn't say Faz Fee adds. Sorry, if you do comedy, but I just leave out for them, Cine Talker and the rest of them. You know, like I say, they do many, many careers. And talking about his discoveries, He had studio albums and EPs like What's Up Guys, Story That Touch, 27, Moral Instruction, Bad, and Before the Feast. And he has also appeared in films like Jennifer Diary, Couple of Days, Thesis, 10 Days in the Sun, City, New Money, Merry Men, The Real Yoruba Demons, Chief Daddy, Merry Men 2, Muna, Your Excellency, Queen Money, Chief Daddy 2, Going to Rock, and Brotherhood. And trust me, I can say, Faz himself is not just an artist, but also one of the most talented individuals I have come to see in this generation. So without talking too much, I'm going to play one of the best female artists that I also give my respect to. She goes by the name Queen Madi, and I just want to say this. These guests, she really did Ole with Buju. She has been kind of not letting go. Like, she'd be like, if I never reach that level when I want to reach, I not go rest. And she's been giving us back-to-back hits. And let's listen to this very one together, because it's also my first time that I'm going to be listening to it. She titled this one Vision Remix, featuring Chloe. Sorry. Okay, that was Chloe and my one and only Queen Madi. And talking about Queen Madi, as I said, she's been this person who has been able to do back-to-back hits without even dropping back. And I think I believe consistency is the key, and I think that's what she's holding up to, because I guess she's one of those who's gonna be like, man, if I slack 2 minutes, this person will always, they will overtake me. And if not that, Arasta is keeping a guard, man, I think Queen Madi would have been able to take a position right now. But even Arasta don't want, yeah, and my one and only teams depth too. So these are, I guess, these are the three ladies that I guess are not even trying to slack back right now, and that's why I call them my big three. And when it comes to, you know, the female categories though, those are my big three, and take it or leave it, but I think they really worth it. And they want it. I don't know how to describe it, because if there's any other female artist doing something great right now, please, you can let me know. You're always welcome to correct me, but trust me, I'm not sure where anybody has been able to do back-to-back hits with these three compared to the three of them. I'm not saying there are no people out there, but look at this year, look at the discovery they've been able to put out, you know, being able to stick around in this particular era where we say music they drop every 10 seconds, you know, is really much of a big work. So I'm not saying, but I'm just trying to give them their flowers, and they are really doing a great job. And we have DJ Spino this time, and trust me, one thing I also loved about this song when I saw it was the collaborations, you know, bringing Tyler and Omale into one song. For me, I felt like, you get what DJ Spino they plan, but he never want to let us know, you know, understand, in a plan disaster. But you know, I don't know what, like, I bet, except there is something wrong, and I know it's not going to be a bad song, because I've not also listened to it also, but I felt like it's not going to be a bad song. Did you know these two people in general we're talking about right now? Like, we're talking about a Grammy winning Tyler and, hey, Jesus Christ, the most heartbreaking songwriter in the world at the moment, Omale. No, it's gonna be a great collaboration. So without wasting much of our time, I say, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Spino featuring Omale and Tyler, and they all titled this one, One Call.
Lose. I will always fight for truth. If I had the chance to choose,
yeah, we do.
Like every other superhero, my weakness is love. I don't do it for the medals, 'cause no me without us. Peace stands for the people.
I told her, I said that song not be a bad song. So generally, you're gonna agree with me right now. That was One Call by DJ Spino featuring Omale and Tyler, and that was amazing, and it was a beautiful sound. Trust me, as I said, the collaboration alone was worth it. So without talking too much, I already know what I was expecting, so not too much. And this next song we're gonna be listening to is from somebody who had on Afrobeats like from like 2019, 2018 to like 2020. And anything he did was more like a national anthem. And secondly, he revived one of our victories from today, because he himself said it. The guy did not come out to say Nami revive him. No. Davido himself made that shout out to him and said, if not before techno, I'm not sure say I for even feel blue again, because I didn't have it for almost a year until he wrote that song for me and even persisted that I should come to the studio to record my own version, and we released it. And I'm talking about the one and only techno in the building. And techno sound at the time was like the same. Let me be frank and say, like, if you hear the day, you're not seeing a techno, but those his kicks, his percussions, and all of those weird sounding just like the same. But trust me, anytime make you hear I'm saying a techno, you not get choice, you will dance. And there was always a kind of that wasn't the era of TikTok. I wish it was. Techno had tons of steps. Like in the drop song, the drop step follow him. I wish seen that now. Maybe techno for the our top of our top three. Because sincerely speaking, he's one of these artists I think not just knows music, but knows how it should be done for a specific generation. And I think he really did that for a very long time. And him being able to still keep up to it to this very day, I'll say big congrats. Because there's something I keep trying to understand when it comes to anything, you know, artistry work, music, entertainment in general, football, sport, or whatever thing. My main point of agenda is, I'm trying to say this for everybody to understand that if you see somebody that does music maybe for a couple of 3-4 years, 5 years, and the person can't stop the rain, and there was a time limit for the person, don't think the person faded out. That is a proper lifespan for a regular artist, a regular footballer, a regular entertainer, a regular tennis player. Any see, you know what I call what is it called? What I call a fame frame, I call it a fame frame, is something that should not be more than, like, let me see, if it is too much, 5 years. Because I'm not sure you're gonna be number one for the next 5 years, because I believe in this word that says the greater ones are yet unborn. So I think there are gonna be new sounds that are going to, like, you know, overshadow yours some particular time. There's gonna be new generations that is gonna, you know, listen to what you've done and be like, that thing is trash. Why those who were your generation felt like you were the greatest of all time at that very moment. So what I'm trying to say here is, if that no, you know, has been this 5 years long, I think he has done enough for himself, because Igi artists will not even reach 6 months after their first single they drop, and they couldn't even meet up to the second track. Sorry, that was the end of them all. So that's what I'm trying to say. So techno, I would say, is one of the greatest artists that has ever done Afrobeat in this 21st century, and I'm going to give him that badge, and it's going to be forever his. So without talking too much, he just dropped a new single and entitled it YU. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be listening all together for the very first time, YU by techno. Go by the name Dachelet Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Please talk to me. If you not be real, I know do again. investing my love, she I go see return. Tell me now, I know come do what you. I beg of
you. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Now my baby, yeah, you're in my head. And I promise you no go tire again. Give me peace, my baby, yeah, you're in my head. And I promise you no go tire again.
Go by the name Dachel Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Okay, that was Techno Wayo, and as I said earlier, he's one of the guys that has been able to do, you know, this genre for a very long time, and I think it's about time we give him his flowers. So our next song is gonna be coming from my own brother Rema. And from the album Ease, as I said earlier, it's an album I would have loved to really, you know, to really talk about. But I think I'm going to do a lot of criticism instead of me really talking about the album, because the first few tracks that I heard was not really impressing to me. See, I'm not saying this because I'm saying it because the album is trash. I'm saying it because I felt like I was disappointed. This wasn't me trying to, what I really expected from Rema. You know, like, you know, the Star Boy Rema. I don't know if I'm making sense. The Calm Down Rema. How will I say it? I don't know. The Dumebi Rema. Jesus Christ. I don't know. This guy has been able to do tons of sound, improvise different things into Afrobeat right now. But him able, I don't know, maybe probably it's just because it is new to me, so I'm trying to get, you know, used to the new sound. I think that is what I'm judging, but trust me, it wasn't what I was expecting. So right now we're all going to be listening to one of the songs which I felt like I still like small, and the title this one was Ozeba. I'm talking about Ozeba. It's kind of a Benin word from, you know, Edo State. It is called Trouble. Let me use that word. Yes. And most time when somebody, when we Edos want to use it, you'll be like, ah, you don't enter Ozeba, meaning you have entered, you are inside trouble. Like, you've not been there, you've not even, that you are inside already. So you don't enter Ozeba means you've gotten yourself in trouble, especially big trouble. So for us to call him Ozeba, not really Ozeba it is. So without talking too much right now, I have Rema Ozeba from the album E Is.
My guys when they tell me everybody anima. Who be that girl with the shake and keep it for bag me and one tie like a whether the EK be a real or fake, I be just a back am. Come, how you go send me money, then I spray the money, then you can't take back am. You know, since I'm about to see young guy, the rock, I be no day match am. Me will be area boy, they do my thing, saga ziggy, ziggy, saga.
I don't know what is the matter.
I go move to dance, somebody bad, somebody wicked, I go do my best to make colorful navex. No got money for my set, I don't intercept. I get put together for research, then you want get kicked, put some big jump fence.
Ozeba, 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 Ozeba,
Ozeba, Ozeba, Ozeba, Ozeba, Ozeba, Ozeba, Ozeba, Ozeba, Ozeba, Italawa, Italawa, Ita, Italawa. They want a banger. Give them back to back. Boss of the medulla. Tell all your favorite that I ask you to ask them who's their daddy. H.I.M. I'm that nigga. I'm that nigga. Father figure. I the best of it. The only thing with it made me the happy now you can be. Internet gas are that thing when you talk, make you come from, make you for a pity.
I don't know what is the matter.
I go prove to them, say somebody bad, somebody wicked, I go do my best to make colorful navex. I don't got money for my set, I don't intercept. I get put together for research, then you want get kicked, put some big jump fence.
Ozeba, 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 Ozeba. Ozeba, 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 Ozeba,
by the name Dachle Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Another banger. So that was Ozeba from Ease and from Rema. Talking about the album, as I said, it's not something really I can really judge, but it's something amazing and something great. It all depends on personal preferences, but I think for me, it's a 5 out of 10. Sorry, Rema. So that's that for that. And there's something I also want to talk about today on today's episode. It's about this trend that Bring Jota brought back to life. A song by a man which I don't know. I to show you how the song wasn't that relevant. Nobody knew the man, and so a popular comedian from Nigeria, you know, used the sound and it became very viral at the moment, and everybody jumped into it because it also came with a dance step. And I'm not talking about like Africans, I'm talking about everybody around the world right now is vibing to that very challenge. And come to also talk about it, it has been one of most virus videos from the comedian Bring Jota, and it has really made the guy famous this particular period, talking about that. And a lot of people started criticizing Bring Jota. I don't know if it was before or after, but I heard Bring Jota went to the man and he blessed him with the sum of 2 million naira, which is equivalent to like $2,000 or $1,800. I don't know, but a lot of people also got mad, and a lot of influencers were talking about it. Everybody got their own opinion about things, as my friend MC Peter will always say, he says the most stupid thing he ever believes in is that the fact that everybody has an opinion, because at the end of the day, stupid things comes out from your mouth and you think it's an opinion. It is not. It doesn't really count, but it's just being stupid, not because you have an opinion. And now I need to really clear this. I guess I'm not more of a lawyer, or I don't know much about infringements or copyrights or much, but I know I've had many ideas, and I've been so educated into music for me to know that what they're calling infringement is not infringement, because what Bring Jota did was not kind of a copyright, because he wasn't performing the song, he wasn't claiming it to be his, he wasn't doing anything that makes you believe that the song belongs to him. He only hopped on his sound, and the sound became viral. And back to 2019 or 2020, I can't really remember. No, 2019, when Drake dropped the album Scorpion, and after that, a popular comedian from America jumped into the challenge and brought out a very viral dance, which everybody was doing at that very popular time. If you were exposed to internet or social media at that very time, you understand that the song Kiki, Do You Love Me, had a dance step, and it was also chronographed by a comedian. And according to what I follow up with that very news, Drake blessed him with the sum of $2 million, and after that, Drake also featured him in his music video, talking about the dance and how the song went viral in the official music video. That it wasn't an interview, trust me, official music video. Then I believe the main reason he did it was because in case him himself had to perform the dance, maybe on stage or whatever thing, it wouldn't be like more of a copyright. I don't know if he also bought the copyright to the dance from the comedian as well. I just don't know, but I know fully well that he doesn't have the right to perform such a dance if he hasn't, especially when he is a performer. He doesn't have the right to perform it when he's on stage to audiences and without having the proper license to the song. So what I'm trying to say here is, if anybody has to pay anybody, it has to be the man that has to pay Bring Jota, because he formulated a dance to your song which was already dead, and make it came alive, and everybody was jumping into it, and it became a challenge. And the only person who needs to pay anybody is the man, because he needs to pay Brain Jota for promotion, first of all, choreography, second of all, and making the song go viral again. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, it's not my take, it's not my opinion, but I'm saying, anybody who thinks Brain Jota holds that man anything, you're wrong. He doesn't. Anything that Brain Jota did, he did it because I think he's a very kind-hearted person. So if you guys are not okay with it, as somebody once, an influencer once said today, and it was really amazing when I heard it, he said, if you guys are not okay with it, then you can bring up money from your pocket to support the man, because I believe none of you ever knew such a man ever existed, if not of Brain Jota. Thank you very much. So with our next song today is going to be TSC featuring Davido, Tony Durolo, Lekki McCartney, DJ Biza, and the title is one, Yebo.
Hurt you. You just take out his face for me. For the
Okay, that was TSC featuring Davido, and they titled that one Yebo. And we're gonna be moving fast at this very moment because we're already coming to the end of today's episode. And I just want to say thank you if you stick to this very moment. If you're not, you're still joining us at the moment. Thank you for even tuning in. Thank you. And I'm talking about also, he's from Rema. There was another song also from the album that I really love so much. It's titled Hehehehehe. Not me, I'm not familiar with the name, but that's the title of the song. Heshi Heshi Heshi. So that's what the title of the song to be. And it's also one of the songs right now that is blowing up on TikTok. And I think Rema just wants to do music for veracity, not for music for music, you know. As Two-Face once said about Wizkid, he said he knows his craft. He's an amazing artist. He's doing what the people want to listen to at this very moment. But I know, say, if Wizkid won't really do what he like, that guy is going to be one of the most inspirational person you are going to listen to in the future terms after he has decided to stop doing music for publicity. So I think that's what Rema is doing right now. Let's just assume that Rema is doing all of this for publicity. But if not, I'm talking about the fact that a lot of people were also kind of congratulating him, you know, being able to craft that new sound, being able to, you know, do something different from what everybody is doing right now. I'm a piano, you know what I'm trying to say. I really don't know how to describe it, but it's just been him, just different from what everybody has been doing. So right now, I guess we're gonna listen to the song together. It's titled Hehehe and by Rema from the album E. Is.
Talking about me while I'm making money. I'm not gonna take it easy, you're my hater. Not gonna take it easy, you're my hater. Not gonna. I can't balance on the reasonable, the politician. They say I live like a fraudster. We know the show one for Insta. Scatter the job will be enter. We know the share for the figures. Anybody talk anyhow, he go injure. Full stop, you no go no, we go sneak up. Hot boxing on my way to the pick up. 5 years a day, get my day stick and beat us.
Monday morning, talking about me while I'm making money.
Not gonna take it easy, you're my hater. Not gonna take it easy, you're my hater. Hipper, not gonna. I never even use the all of my power. I never even use my habit to shake her. H.I.M. position can be faker. No more big titty, this not a big four. People go para, but what for? They go say I don't deserve it, but that is an insult. Drop from banger and go stuff. Balance on the reasonable, the politician. They say I live like a fraudster. We know the show one for Insta. Scatter the club will be enter. We know the share for the figures. Anybody talk anyhow, he go injure. Full stop, you no go no, we go sneak up. Hot boxing on my way to the pick up. 5 years a day, get my days to come beat us.
Monday morning, talking about me while I'm making money.
I'm not gonna take it easy, you're my hater. Not gonna take it easy, you're my hater. Hipper, not gonna.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is him. He is Rema. Yes, that's from the album He Is. And that's as he titled it to be. And a lot of people love the song, but I really don't know how to describe it. But trust me, I guess I'll get used to it in the meantime. Maybe time after time, I'll tell you reasons why I still don't. But I'll just give it time. Let me see if I can get used to the sound. So right now, we are at the end of today's episode. I just want to say thank you very, very much. If you've stayed to this very moment, I just want to say you're welcome. And you're the reason I always come here every Wednesday to do what I love to do. And I guess probably the season is coming to an end. And we definitely hope for a greater season next year. And, you know, more audiences and more, you know, people coming to the show to talk about Afrobeat in general or different kind of things when it comes to music in general. I'm not signing out yet for the season, so I guess we still have one or two episodes to go. But in the meantime, I just want to say thank you very much for holding up to, you know, to me. And I don't know if you enjoy the show and you love it. I just want to say thank you. You're the reason I also come here every Wednesday to do what I love to do, you know, talk about music and what I think about the culture itself. And I go by the name Dr. Shepard one more time. Always in the studios of Radio Fab, and this is my house. And I'm not just signing out today like that. I'm gonna be signing out with one of the best artists or female artists that has come to do Afrobeat for Afrobeat, and she goes by the name Yemi Alade. She's somebody who I've come to respect, not just because of music, but just because of the way she really took the culture personally, because she's one of those artists who I guess has not been able to pull up any international costume, you know, attires, or when she performs, she does all her thing in African culture. As I said, just like hip-hop, it's not about the music itself, it's about the culture, the food, and everything that has to do with Africa. And I think Yemi Alade has been a good representative of that, and I just want to say thank you very much, ma'am. We'll forever be grateful for what you've been able to portray African culture to be. And we are forever glad, and we forever hold regards, and you know, always remember that there was somebody out there, even if anybody comes tomorrow and starts doing it, but we'll always remember that Yemi Alade was the first person to not just push the music itself forward, but also let people understand that we've got culture on our own. We've got a way we see things. There's a way we look at things. There's a way we eat. There's a way we act. There's a way we speak as Africans. And for that, I just want to say thank you. So we're going to be signing out with one of our songs right now. And she titled this one Tomorrow. And I guess I'll see you guys next week. Have a blessed weekend. And for the meantime, enjoy. And always remember, stay blessed, stay calm, and think positive.
From Ikeja to Miami, then they dance to my calypso.